are all fears useful, or if say there are some fears you're not, which are actually not useful, what can we do with them? Yeah, see, for example, some people have phobias. Now, they just, you could say biological, neurological, whatever it is. Some people have hydrophobia. Just this, seeing a water body causes them fear. There's no rational basis to that. Then they just have to, they may have to live with it. Sometimes some psychologists may give some specific counseling, or they may have themselves find out mechanisms by which they can minimize the fear that they have at that time. So, it's we can consider a mind to be like an inherited house. Suppose you inherit a house, there can be treasures in it, but there can be a junk in it also. It's not that every piece of junk that is there, I have to find some use for it. I don't understand it is there, it is occupying space. I don't know, some of it I might just discard. Some of it maybe just, it's too much labor to discard all. I just keep it there, but I focus on the other parts and use the other parts. So like that, some aspects of what we are just too much labor to change. So if somebody has hydrophobia and they don't have a profession which makes them work on water, then trying to work, worry too much about the hydrophobia, it may not be required. So I think those fears which are not really very productive, we have to find out whether they are impeding us. If they are impeding us, then we may have to take specific measures to deal with those fears. Otherwise, we just understand that all of us have certain limitations. So, and we are limited beings. We are parts. We are not the whole. So we just acknowledge those limitations. This is what I'm not good at. This is what I just get too worried when I start doing it. So let me avoid it. Let me do other things in my life. So it's very important to recognize the strengths of what we are, and also recognize the limitations of what we are. Because then the limitations also, see, when you talk about limitation, limitation restricts, but limitation also focuses. You know, okay, that means, say, if I'm having a window, the window doesn't allow me to see everything. The window allows me to see something which is there. So like that, we all have to go through a process of internal analysis by which we acknowledge our limitations and we focus on our strengths. So our fears, which are especially fears which are not so easily changeable, they can just be, we can just see them as certain limitations I have. And then we direct our energy appropriately. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Here.